Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold. In studio with me, we are chatting with Janelle Marer. It's great to have her here from Churchbridge. Janelle, welcome to The Rock.
Thank you.
Now, you know Caitlin, who works at the front desk. A lot of people know Caitlin. Her friendly face is smiling at everyone that comes through the doors. How do you know Caitlin?
Well, her parents and my parents homeschooled us both at the same time growing up.
Okay.
And then a few years, she moved into the area and comes to my church now.
That's awesome. Well, again, great to have you on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Now it's that connection. Caitlin thought it would be a great story for you to share. You got a big year planned ahead.
I do.
Tell us a bit more about what you got planned for the next 12 months or so.
Well, I'm going on a 9-month missions trip starting September 4th.
Now, where are you going?
First, we're going to do a bit of a Canadian tour, and then we're going to Uganda and the UK.
Wow. The other side of the world for that length of time. Your parents must be nervous.
They are. They are nervous to let me go.
Well, I've never heard of a mission trip going that long for someone as young as yourself. Tell us a bit more about who it is that you'll be going with, because I don't imagine this is just you deciding to go overseas.
No, I'm going with Action International Ministries.
Okay.
At Action International, they have a division that is primarily the performing arts. So that's who I'm going to be going with. I'm going to be doing, we do drama, we do dance, puppetry, illusions, chalk art. We go over, we perform in Canada, like I have said, and we go over to Uganda. We do community performances. And then we also, we pray with people if we can present the gospel in hospitals or on the soccer fields to the kids, and we pray for the people that we can. But the fine arts is our step in.
Yeah.
And then in Uganda, or sorry, in the UK, we're also going to be working with immigrants, homeless people, youth and kids as well there, just trying to present the gospel message and develop our fine arts skills.
Well, in a creative way as well, like you allude to, it's often that great way that you can get into the door and make that connection with people. Like the radio station here, we love to enter people's hearts just through music. And if we can connect with people through the lyrics, the instrumentation, maybe we introduce them to the gospel. It's just all part of the awesomeness that we can do to introduce people to the gospel. So how did you first hear about this organization?
Well, 4 years ago, I started my first year of Bible college.
Okay.
And they came to missions conference, and I loved them from the first moment I ever heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited about what they did. I really wanted to go with them.
Yeah. So with that, what kind of roadblocks are in your way that, I guess, stand before you can actually head off and go? I guess cost, obviously.
Yes, I do have to fundraise $16,500.
Wow. But for 9 months.
Yes.
Yeah.
You cannot live in North America on that amount of money for 9 months.
That's true. Yeah. So I guess, what are you going to be doing to help raise those funds? Simply asking people for money? Are you going to use your talents? What exactly?
Well, some friends of mine, Caitlin included,
okay,
is helping me put on a dessert theater. Langenberg Evangelical Fellowship Church on July 15th at 7 o'clock. So we're going to be doing a drama. I'm going to be incorporating some of the other fine arts skills that Action International actually taught me last year.
Oh, okay.
And we are going to be presenting, well, the gospel message, really, and also serving dessert to the people. And I am trying to do my best to get as many people who can come and to bring a friend. It's not only to raise money, but also to minister to people.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I understand it's going to be free for people coming to the door. Of course, a free will offering, though, at the same time, will be taken. People can just, well, pay what they can ultimately, hey?
Absolutely. And even if people, you know, maybe they can't afford to give me money, maybe they can pray for me, because that's hugely important going, you know, as you said, halfway around the world.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it all goes a long way, whether it's a spiritual help or even in the physical form to make a difference, to help you get over there. Once in a lifetime opportunity, I'm sure.
Is
missions work maybe something you're looking at as too far ahead to go, I guess?
No, I actually hope so.
Oh, you do hope so?
I do. Second year Bible college, I really felt God putting on my heart that he wanted me to go into full-time missions. And so this is something that I wanted to do, but I was conflicted because my heart was with fine arts.
Mm-hmm.
And so honestly, going with Action Ventures is a dream come true for me. I get to present the gospel message. I get to help people, and I get to use talents that I believe God has given me. And it is absolutely amazing. I am so excited for this opportunity.
Well, it sounds just like a match made. Well, there you go. In heaven, I guess.
Exactly.
I've heard that used in other forms, but here, just with the gifts that you've been given, you feel like it truly is.
Absolutely.
No, that's great. Well, all the best with it. And again, joining us, Janiel Merer from Churchbridge area, performing Langenberg Evangelical Fellowship, July 15th, once again.
Yes.
Is that going to be a Friday?
Sunday night.
It's Sunday night. Okay. Sunday night. What time are you going to be starting?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And roughly how long do you think?
Prepare for 2 hours, I'd say, with the dessert in between.
Okay.
And then if people can't make it, but they'd still like to give, they are free to look me up online. If you look up my name online,
mm-hmm.
then you can find me and you can just hit the page for Action Ventures and it'll give you an option to donate either one time or monthly.
Okay. The website, or can you provide
ActionInternational.org.
Okay.
Or look up my name, Janiel Merer. Jane I-L is the spelling.
Jane I-L. Okay. And last name spelling on that?
Meher.
Excellent. Again, you can look for her and support her in that way. And any other kind of fundraisers you're going to be hoped to be doing? Are you offering to, cut somebody's lawn and I'll happily take, just working part-time, stuff like that to just help raise money for it?
I have been doing some of that. I've mm-hmm. also been working. My dad runs a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been helping him on the farm and they've been very good to me that way.
Yeah. Was it hard to convince them to let you go?
Well, I started mentioning I wanted to go on missions somewhere somehow after second year.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been 2 or 3 years where I've been kind of mentioning it. And my parents know that my heart is with doing missions and fine arts. So they are a little tentative to let me go, but they're happy that the organization has gone before and they know what they're doing. So at least this time.
Yeah.
You're okay?
Well, no. And it's good that to be able to do the research as well and examine exactly what the organization is doing, how they do it, and being able to talk to people potentially who have also experienced this before as well. And wow, 9 months, though, that's a long time. Have you even been away from your parents for that stretch of time before?
Well, college.
College, okay.
But I did come home. Honest, God has just done so much in my life lately that what I'm doing now mm-hmm. is so different from what I thought I'd be doing 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was going to be in full-time music and just be a musician, and I wanted to be serving God as best I could, but my heart wasn't fully there. And my wrist actually got hurt. I can't play like I used to be able to for hours on end.
Okay.
And so that's what took me to Bible college, and he's just led me on this incredible journey of changing my heart and changing my desires and developing other fine art gifts. So I think my parents are excited to have seen some of that change in me. And they know that as scary as it might be, I'm going to be in God's hands. If he wants me to go, which I believe he does, he's going to provide for me.
Well, we wish you all the best with it. And we look forward for the stories that you'll be able to share after you get back. We've been joking how we'll already pencil you in for 2019 when you return. But again, the trip takes place from September all the way to the, I guess,
2nd of June.
Oh, wow. There you go. So we can book for third, I guess.
Exactly.
For 2019. Well, we wish you all the best with it. So we'll definitely pray for you as well while you're away. Quite the journey ahead of you. Again, Janiel Merer joining us from the Churchbridge area, performing again Langenberg Evangelical Fellowship on July the 15th. That is Sunday night, starting at 7 p.m. And if you can't make it out then, you can also reach. Are you willing to give out your family's phone number? Is that okay too?
Absolutely.
If people want to reach out? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, 306-742-4731.
And again, the name of the organization that you're going with?
Action International Ministries.
Action International Ministries. Well, that's very impressive for someone to want to go on that big of a journey at this young of an age. All the best with it, Janiel. Is there anything else you want to, I guess, ask of the people to maybe consider or anything like that if you haven't sold them already?
Well, please just keep me in your prayers. I was talking with a missionary who'd been overseas, and he said that we can plant all the seeds we want, but God's the one that brings the fruit. So keep me and the people we're ministering to you in your prayers.
Yeah, well, super. Thanks so much for coming in, joining us on the program, and all the best with your exciting adventure.
Thank Thank you so much.
It's all you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Janelle Mayer, again from the Churchbridge area, joining us on the program. That's all we have for today. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.